This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Sudanese Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok was brought home late Tuesday, his office said, after a day of intense international pressure following his removal in a military coup. His office adds Hamdok is, quote, under close surveillance, while other ministers and civilian leaders remain under arrest after the army dissolved Sudan's institutions on Monday. Earlier in the day, the U.S. said it would suspend aid over the coup, and the EU had threatened to do the same. Meanwhile, U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres demanded Hamdok, quote, be released immediately ahead of an emergency Security Council meeting. The coup comes just over 2 years into a delicate power-sharing arrangement between the military and civilians after the army's ousting during enormous street protests in April 2019 of longtime autocrat Omar al-Bashir. Angry citizens stood their ground on barricaded streets where tires burned, chanting, quote, no to military rule, the day after four people were shot dead by security forces, according to a doctor's group. A medical panel of U.S. government advisors endorsed the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds Tuesday, paving the way for younger children to get their shots within weeks. The independent experts concluded the known benefits outweigh the known risks. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, which convened the meeting, is expected to give its formal green light soon, making 28 million young Americans eligible for the shot by mid-November. Analysis by Pfizer posted by the FDA before the meeting shows the vaccine was 91% effective at preventing symptomatic COVID-19. This is VOA News.